quite a bit. Amen. Mark chapter number 11, King James Bible, it'll say like this. And when they had came nigh to Jerusalem, unto Bethphage and Bethany, at the Mount of Olives, He sendeth forth two of His disciples. And He saith unto them, Go your way into the village over against you, and as soon as you be entered into it, ye shall find a colt tied, whereon never man sit. Loose him, and bring him. And if any man say unto you, Why do you this? Say ye that the Lord have need of him, and straightway He will send him hither. And they went their way and found the colt tied by the door, without in a place where two ways met, and they loosed him. And certain of them that stood there said unto them, What do ye loosening the colt? And they say unto them, Even as Jesus had commanded them, and they let them go, and they brought the colt to Jesus. We'll stop right there. Now I want to preach this morning, God be my helper, on loose them and bring them to Jesus. Father, we love You this morning. We confess, Lord, our inability. Lord, we're not able to do anything. But Paul said we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. Lord, I confess my inability, my weakness, Lord, my flesh being weak, and I call upon the Holy Spirit of God to fill me right now, Lord, for the purpose of preaching. Father, You chose the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. And preach to us, Lord, today, and through us, Lord, today, for Your glory and praise. We'll ask it in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Let me say, first of all, that this colt was tied, and not only was it tied, but the Lord knew where it was tied, and that colt pictures a captive in bondage, and I want you to know that the Lord knew where I was tied, amen. And I'm glad, praise God, just like He sent these disciples to where this colt was, He sent some to where I was, Brother Rick, and glory to God, He was interested in me being loosed and let go, amen. And I'm telling you today, there are a lot of people today that are in bondage, that are captive to it. There are people today on the way up here. I noticed as I was driving up the way on the road up here, there were cigarettes in the highway still smoldering because someone had it stuck to their lips because they were tied to it and they couldn't put it down. My daughter dying wanting to quit smoking, but I want you to know, I only know one that can set captives free. I only know one that can loose you. I was an alcoholic and I'm telling you, I had it bad, Sister Molly. But I'm glad, praise God, He cut that umbilical cord and loosed me and set me free, amen. I had several things wrong with me, but glory to God, I'm glad to get some things right with me, Brother Anthony. Praise God, I met Him that sets captives free. The Bible said that Jesus came to set captives free in Luke chapter 4, verse number 18. And if the Son therefore sets you free, the Bible said you'll be free indeed. You better watch Alcoholonomics. You better watch the seven-step program. You better watch the methods of man and the medicine of man, because I'm telling you what, it has side effects. Amen. Glory to God. I'm glad, praise God, He can make the crooked straight. Amen. He knew where I was tied. Hallelujah. Let me tell you this. The Bible said in St. John chapter 8, verse 44, it says, Whosoever commit a sin is a servant of sin. I know people that are slaves to sin. I know them. Oh yeah. You know what that preceding verse said? Verse 33 said, We be not in bondage to any man. You know, Sister Carolyn, most people, they just can't see their sin. They think they can handle it. I've heard them. I can handle it. I'm not like that other guy over there. Watch me, I can drink them on the table. Boy, that's the biggest mistake. The Bible said, fools mock at sin. I've done it, I'm guilty. Oh, there's nobody drink like old Brother Eddie. Nobody could cuss like old Brother Eddie. I could handle it, yeah. What a fool. The devil had me on strings like he do them little puppeteers. Buddy, he pulled my hand up, Anthony. And I tell you what, buddy, I was captive. Hey, man, I was in bondage, yeah. I thought I wasn't in bondage, but I tell you what, after He set me free looking back, boy, you talking about loving someone. I love the Lord because He knew where I was tied and He set me free, amen. And I'm free indeed, glory to God. Tell you what, if we can get people to Jesus, Brother Melvin, most people don't understand their situation. You know, here we are, we go out, and I ain't got what they need, but I know what they need. I know if I can get them to Jesus, I can get them the help they need. And I tell you what, boy, I'm glad He don't turn no one away. He said, all that come to me, I'll in no wise turn them away. And I want you to know, glory to God, He don't charge nothing. But praise God, He'll set them free for free, amen. Hallelujah. You go to some doctor, Brother Hired, he won't even help you. And I'll tell you what, buddy, he'll make sure it costs you some, amen. I'll tell you what, most of those doctors, they may mean well, but their bills sure don't show it. I'm telling you what, there was a man stuck his head in my father's room one day. My father laying there in that hospital bed. I'm sitting there beside him, and a doctor stuck his head in that room and waved at my dad and said, how you doing, Mr. Wade? And that's all he said. Daddy said, who was that? I said, I don't know, Dad. Dad got a bill in the mail, sold for $500. Daddy said, I ain't paying that. He never done nothing. All he did, stuck his head in the room and said, how you doing, Mr. Wade? And sent him a bill, $500. Man, that ain't nothing but robbery. I mean, never gave him nothing, never took his blood pressure, never took his temperature, never looked at his chart, stuck his head in that room and said, how you doing, Mr. Wade? And $500 bill come in the mail. Daddy just thugged out the door. Oh, me. The Bible said, vain is the help of men. You know, that woman had that issue of blood. The Bible said she went to many physicians, suffered many things, and grew nothing better, but rather worse. But one day she went to Dr. Jesus. And praise God, I'll tell you what, He set her free of that problem, amen. But I want you to know, this coat was tied, and it pictures captive, it pictures bondage, and there's a bunch of people tied. Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah, they're tied to the internet. You know what? Let's try to remember where I was. Where was I? Help me, Lord. I was at the funeral home. That's where I was, Brother Hired. Thank you, Lord. I'm pretty dumb, but every now and then the Lord can give me a jolt or jump start or something. I was at the funeral, Sister Molly, yesterday. You know what everybody's doing? They're surfing on them cell phones. I didn't know you could do that. They threw his finger like this right here. We're in a funeral home. And they've all got these big cell phones now, Sister Sophia. And they're down there and they're texting and surfing and looking and all that right there. And I'm sitting there thinking, man, they're tied to that thing. Don't get tied to it, Caitlin. I'll tell you what, it'd tie you up. I don't mind. I like technology. Brother Anthony, he's good with technology. And he's going to use it for a good thing. But I'll tell you what, if you're tied to that thing to the point you have a wreck because you're sitting there trying to text someone or you're sitting there trying to look something up, and now you know what to do now? When there's a wreck, you know what they do? They check a cell phone record. They see when the last time you was on that thing. And if they can connect that wreck to that cell phone, buddy, I'll tell you what. Yeah. But there's a lot of people captive to a lot of things. Some of them are captive to things I don't want to elaborate on. We got children here. Some of them are captive to things they don't even realize how serious it is. I tried to talk to them about it, Sister Molly, and they said, ain't that bad. You remember Lot when you come out of Sodom and Gomorrah? He said, ain't this a little one? Oh, we just want a little sin, you know. Not no big sin. Nobody wants to go extravagant with sin. We just want a little sin. He said, my Lord, it's just a little one. Can I go over here? That's just like us. We just want a little sin. A little leaven. The Bible said leaveneth a whole lump. Mm-hmm. It says not to give no place to the devil. Not even a corner. Not even a crevice. Shut the door in his face. Say, not welcome. Do like Jesus said, get thee hence, Satan. Get behind me. I'm not interested in what you're offering. I'm glad, praise God, I got eyes for Him. And I was thinking this morning, those disciples up on the Mount of Transfiguration, they got to see that wonder, Sister Margaret. Oh, glory to God. Here's Jesus transfigured. Here's Moses and Elisha talking about the Lord's decease. And they got afraid and they fell upon the ground and buried their face in the ground. And the Bible said when they rose up, they saw no man but Jesus. Boy, I had one of them experiences with Brother Melvin. I don't see nobody but Jesus no more. I'm telling you, praise God, I got eyes for Him and Him only. You have one of them mountaintop experiences, and I'll tell you what, everybody else will leave the picture, and you'll see no one but Him. But this colt was tied. The Lord knew where he was, and the Lord sent someone to him because he's interested in that colt. You notice where he's tied? Said where two ways met. You know where most people are tied? They're in a strait between two. Oh, religion sent more people to hell than any other instrument. Religion. It'd be bad enough to go to hell, but the sad thing is to go to hell thinking you're going to heaven. Religion gave Jesus more trouble than all the sinners of the whole world. Religion come up and argued with Him. And I'll tell you what, He turned around to religion one day and He said to religion, He said, you can pass land and sea to make one proselyte, and when you make him, you make him a twofold more child of hell than yourself. Religion, place where two ways met. I've witnessed a lot of people, Brother Anthony, but the hardest ones I've ever witnessed to is people that have been impregnated with some other doctrine. It's a heresy. Doctrine of devils. You'd be surprised. I was listening to a man preach on the way up here and he's talking about preaching another gospel. Be surprised how many have believed the lie and are going to be damned. You'd be surprised how many have trusted in something other than Calvary and the blood of Jesus. They claim a small sin and they're just like Cain. One day they're going to realize God's not going to accept their righteousness. Paul said, been found in Him, not having my own righteousness, but the righteousness which is of Christ. I don't want to stand in my rags, my filth. I want to stand in the robe of the righteous of the Son of God. I want to be able to be accepted in the Beloved. I want to be able to come in. And I tell you what, hear the words, well done. Enter thou into the joys of the Lord, thou good and faithful servant. A lot of people are tired, Sister Carolyn, where two ways meet. They don't know whether to go this way or that way. That's where a lot of people get tied up. I'm glad the Lord knew where He was. You know, the Bible said there's one door. John, St. John chapter 10, verse 9. Jesus said, I am the door. If any man enter in, he shall be saved. The Bible said there ain't but one way. St. John chapter 14, verse 6. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and life. No man comes to the Father but by me. I don't care if the hair lips ever Muslim there ever was. I don't care. I'll tell you right now. I'm telling you right now, God's no respecter of persons. We better be careful who we respect. And I want you to know Allah's not God and Muhammad's not the prophet of God. I'm telling you right now, there's no other name, Acts 4:12 said, given under heaven whereby we must be saved at the name of Jesus. Oh yeah, it's good preaching this morning. May not be popular. And I'll tell you what, boy. When you get tired where two ways met, you need to know some things. Isaiah chapter 45, Sister Christie. Verse 21 and 22 says, look unto me and be ye saved. You want to see Jesus in the Old Testament? Isaiah 45, verse 21 and 22. Besides me, He said, there is no Savior. He said, look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. That lines right up with Acts 4:12. That there's no other name given under heaven. You can get confused if you want to, but I'll tell you what, the Word of God points to Jesus being the only name. It points to Jesus being the only door. It points to Jesus being the only way. And you come up another way, you'll be a thief and a robber, and you'll be cast out. Amen! Thank you, Brother Melvin. It's good to hear an amen. A big, robust amen. Hallelujah. This colt was tied where two ways met. A lot of people get tied up in that. Oh yeah, I have people ask me questions all the time. Now listen, when somebody asks you a question, the Bible said you're supposed to be ready to give them an answer of the hope that's within you. I may not give them the answer they want, Brother Hired. But I'm either going to please God or please them. Amen. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to please God. Amen. I might make some people mad. I don't want to. I love people, Sister Molly. Yeah. But to please Him, I can't please them. When they ask me a question, I'm going to tell them what the Bible says. Amen. They want Scripture and verse, I'd be glad to give it. I'm glad, praise God, I got a solid foundation. And the Bible said the foundation of God standeth sure. The Lord knoweth them that are His. He knows me. And I know Him. Paul said, I know in whom I have believed. I know in whom I have believed. Paul said, I'm persuaded. He's able to keep that which I've committed unto Him against that day. I'm persuaded also that day will come. Oh, Brother Eddie, on that day when death comes down to swallow Brother Eddie up, it'll be just like that old whale had to spit me out. Couldn't touch me, amen. Amen. I'm telling you, I'm glad death can no longer lay a claim to me, Brother Rick. I'm glad my name's in the book of life. Glory to God, my sins under the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. That colt was tied. A lot of people tied. I'll tell you what, that colt needs to set free. And there's only one that can't set free. That colt was tied where two ways met. That speaks of confusion. That colt was tied speaks of a captive. But I want you to know there was some confrontation. Now you go out and work for God. You go out in the world and work in the vineyards. You notice what they said? They said, "What do ye?" Now I'm going to tell you something. When you go out and work for Jesus, you're going to have people saying, well, the only reason they're doing it is because, you know, they think so much of themselves, or they're going to say, well, they think there's the only way. You know, I know some churches that think nobody's going to heaven but them, Brother Hired. I got news for them. They may not be going themselves if they ain't born again, because only the born again are going in. And I'll tell you what, it ain't the Baptist door going in, it's the door of Christ, amen. And I'll tell you what, I'm glad Baptist is first class, but you can go in, but you got to be born again. You don't have to be born a Baptist, but I'll tell you what, if you want to go first class, glory to God, I'll just go that way, amen. Hallelujah. There'll be confrontation. Oh yeah, I've had them. I kind of welcome them. I'll take a good scrap anytime. It kind of does me good. It exercises myself unto godliness. Gets my senses a little bit more discerned. Where I'm telling you, you can just reach back, boy, in the archives of the Word of God and pull out one of them nuggets, Brother Hired, and say, hey, what about this verse right here? And they say, I didn't know that was in there. I had a confrontation with one of them, what they call them, Jehovah Witnesses. He said, I didn't know that verse was in there. I said, wait a minute, that's not all. I want to give you a few more. He said, I'll say one thing. He done broke out and sweat. He said, you know your Bible. I said, you better know yours too, buddy. So I'll tell you what, buddy, you better study and show yourself approved unto God. A workman need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. I'm telling you what, you better study your Bible. Amen. I'm glad I know the Word of God, but I'm glad even more that I know the God of the Word. Amen. But they said, what do you? Others will oppose you. Others will offend you. Others will offer you alternatives to the real thing. Paul said, such are false apostles, false brethren. You better try those spirits. Matthew chapter 16, verse 22, the Bible said that Peter took Jesus and began to rebuke him, saying, this shall not be unto thee. You'll have opposition. The Bible said in Luke chapter 9, verse 51, that Jesus steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem. You need to learn how to set your face like a flint. You need to learn how, even in opposition, not to stumble. You need to learn, let God make your feet like hinds' feet. Be climbing. I remember hearing one time about him finding a man on a mountain, Brother Bobby, and he died on that mountain. But you know what he had wrote out there and out in the snow beside him? I died climbing. I want to go, I want to die climbing. I don't want to die falling. I want to die climbing. He wrote out there, I died climbing. What a testimony, amen. Listen, I know I'm going to die one day unless the Lord comes. And if He comes, I'll outshout everybody. They'll say, now I understand why He acted like that. Amen? But I'll tell you what, if He comes while I'm still alive, I want to be found working. Amen? I want to be climbing to new heights every day. Amen? Oh, praise God. He's certainly worthy. But there was confrontation. Also, there was a commandment. The Bible said that Jesus commanded them. He told them, He commanded them, He said, go ye to that colt and loose him. Verse 6 said Jesus had commanded and they let him go, amen. That commandment says, go ye in all the world. Mark 16:15. Go out in the highways and hedges. That's what me and Brother Anthony did this morning. We broke that van in this morning. And compel them to come in. And the reason is God said that my house may be filled. In Luke chapter 14, verse 23. I'll tell you what, we just need to keep going. And I'll tell you what, there'll be some fall out by the way. But I'll tell you what, if you can bring them in fast enough, you can offset those that fall out by those. And there'll be some, I'm telling you what, that'll bring others with them. And what? One day, praise God, we might be able to find a bigger church, amen. Right now, we're going to occupy till Jesus comes. Oh, listen, praise God, thanks to that band, we got means to go. And I'm telling you, by the commandment of God, I mean to go, glory to God. Man, oh man, we've been praying for a lot of things. And I'm sure the Lord, in His due time, and in His timely way, we'll answer our prayers. But one of them, He doesn't answer. He's sitting out here in the parking lot out there. Well, them blessed us with a van, a good van, got good tires, got 103,000 miles on it, got plenty of life left in it. And we got a command to go out and bring them in, amen. But oh, listen, a little further. When the Lord commands, that makes a big difference. The one that commanded in John chapter 11 to death to let Lazarus come forth, and death had to let Lazarus go. John 11 verse 43. He said to those standing by in verse 44, He said, loose him and let him go. Lazarus come forth. The Bible said he was bound. Jesus said, loose him and let him go. I'm glad, praise God, He'll loose them and He'll let them go. I'm glad He's got the keys of death, hell, and the grave. I'm glad, praise God, the Bible said in Hebrews chapter 4 that He took His body through death to deliver them who all their lifetime were in subject and bondage of fear. And I'm telling you, He destroyed the devil by the offering of His own self. Amen. Yeah. He took His body through death to destroy him, had the power of death, and He gives a name, Satan. And He delivered us through that offering, amen. He said, loose them and let them go. The same one that told Pharaoh to let my son Israel go in Exodus chapter 5, verse 22 and 23. And Pharaoh said, who is the Lord that I should obey Him? He found out pretty soon who the Lord was. But I'm telling you what, when Egypt come down to shambles, when it come down, everything was destroyed. There was nothing left of Egypt. And I'm telling you what, people was afraid, and Pharaoh still sitting upon his throne of pride. I'll tell you what, God still said, let my son Israel go. But I'll tell you what, Pharaoh, the Bible said God raised him up to make a name for himself. But I'll tell you what, boy, when that firstborn died, Pharaoh said go. I'm telling you what, boy, God, He'll have His way. Oh yeah, He'll have His way. Even Pharaoh, as mighty as he was, sitting upon his throne of power, had to bow the knee to one above him. Nebuchadnezzar also, God pronounced upon him a judgment if he didn't bow, and he kept walking in pride and kept boasting himself of what great things he done. And but I'll tell you what, he went down and he'd eat grass like an oxen until the Lord restored his sanity. And he said, I know that the Most High ruleth in the affairs of men. He said he's able to base those that rise up against him. I'm telling you, when God says let them go, the Bible said the devils believe God and tremble. They know who God is. This world may mock God, Brother William. Them devils don't. They told Jesus, they said, we know who Thou art, the Holy One of God. They said, send us into the swine. But I'm telling you what, they're asking for mercy. And they sent that legion, had all them demons. Jesus commanded, and they left him and went into them swine, and that herd of swine ran violently down the hill into the sea and were drowned. That's what devils want to do. See, hogs can't resist the devil. That demonic man, buddy, I'll tell you what, he was glad to see Jesus. And I'm telling you what, glory to God, I'm glad He can set them free. Amen. But the Lord told them where this colt was tied. He told them to go and tell him to let him go free. And I'll tell you what, I'm glad He knew where I was tied. I'm glad He sent word for me to be able to get free. And glory to God, thanks to Him, I'm free indeed. And I'll tell you what, you can lock old Brother Eddie up and I'd still be free. You can pour concrete in the cell, I'd still be free. You cast me in the depths of the sea and I'll still be free. I'm free, glory to God. And He set me free. We sang that song, He set me free. Yes, He set me free. I'm glad I'm free. Amen. I'll tell you what, I may be in bondage. Oh yeah, I've got things. I'll tell you what, I wish I didn't have them, but they come with a price. And I'll tell you what, one day I'm looking forward to putting all that away, getting that behind me. But right now, yeah. But I want you to know, even in that bondage, I'm still free. Hallelujah. Are you in bondage today? Listen, it's one thing to be bound financially. It's another thing to be bound by drugs or alcohol. It's another thing to be bound by pornography or cursing or bad habits. Listen, are you bound to go to hell? Listen, if you are, I offer you an alternative. Jesus said, come to me and I'll set you free. You'll no longer be bound to go to hell. You'll be bound to go to heaven. By the grace of God, by the one that died to make the way to heaven, by the one that died to pay your way, He's offering you today an alternative. If you don't want to go to hell today, why don't you show the Lord you don't want to go to hell today? Why don't you come to Jesus and say, Lord, if I don't get saved, I'm bound to go to hell. I want to go to heaven. Why don't you show your sincerity today? Why don't you, as we give this invitation, come up here this morning and say, Lord, I'm in bondage. I'm bound to die. I'm bound in sin. And by that, I'm bound to go to hell. I want to be set free. I want to be forgiven. I want to be saved. I want to go to heaven with my family. I don't want to be left out. I don't want the family circle to be broken. Listen, I'm pleading with you this morning as seriously as I can. If you don't get saved, I'll tell you bluntly and frankly, you're going to hell. Jesus said, marvel not, I say unto you, you must be born again. Jesus said, except you repent, you'll perish. I offer you today, like Moses, he said, I set before you death and life. Moses said, choose life. I offer you a choice today. Pilate said, what shall I do with this Jesus? You're going to have to do something with him, friend. He's either going to be your Savior or he's going to be your judge. There was a young boy swimming one day, got in trouble, started drowning, got to hollering out, someone, help me, help me, help me. And a man heard that young boy's plea. That man jumped in that lake, swam out there to that boy. And Dawson, he rescued that young boy. That young boy grew up. And he done like most young boys do, Brother Howard. He got in trouble. He got incarcerated. His jury date came up. He walked into the courtroom and, you know, he's trying to hide his shame, had his head down, legs in shackles. And he looked up, and when he looked up, he started grinning. The judge said, young man, what are you grinning about? He said, don't you remember me, sir? He said, no, son, I don't. He said, I'm the young man you rescued that day that was drowning. Was drowning. That judge dropped his head for just a minute. He looked at that young boy with tears in his eyes. He said, son, that day I was your Savior. Today I'm your judge. Don't stand before God guilty. He's ready to judge the quick and the dead. He won't bat an eye. He's looking for one thing and you better have it. He said, when I see the blood, I'll pass over. If you ain't got the blood, you ain't going. It's a blood-bought way. That crimson thread runs from Genesis to Revelation. I'll tell you what, apart from that blood, God said, He said, the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I've given it upon the altar to make atonement for your soul. You better have the blood applied. Father, we thank you for the message this morning. Thank you, Father, for the privilege to preach from the precious Word of God. Lord, I'll be nothing, but I pray, dear Father, you move upon the words that's been spoken here this morning. Lord, I pray someone today will break loose from bondage. Break loose, Lord. Lord, I remember the day Satan nailed my foot to the floor and I couldn't move it, but I pray, Father, today someone will be loosed, be able to come up here today and get wondrously and gloriously saved for your glory and praise. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Brother Melvin, would you please get us an invitation on him? Brother Richard, would you please help us, please? I'd like to ask everybody to stand. Listen, are you tied this morning? Are you tied to Satan's stake? Are you tied by Satan's bondage? Listen, Jesus wants to set you free. Jesus will set you free. Jesus said in John 5, verse 40, He said, you will not come to me that you may have life. That means you got to come. That means you got to come to Him. He's right here. This is just a wooden altar. But this is a meeting place right here. You come to Him, He said He wouldn't turn you away. You come to Him, He said He saveth such. He receiveth sinners. You come to Him, leave with victory or stay in your bondage. I preach today the Word of God. You've heard the message. What are you going to do in this invitation to have Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Won't you come this morning? Don't even wait for Him to sing. Just come on down. Just step out. Come on down, Brother Eddie. I want a home in heaven. Paid for by the blood of Jesus. I want to go to heaven with my family. Never have to say goodbye again. Never have to worry again. Never have to be sick again. Never have to have a tear again. Never have to have a worry again. That place called heaven. You want that? You come this morning. I'll tell you right now, that's what Jesus died to give. He died so you can have a home in heaven. If you're lost here this morning, come on down. Set an example. Somebody else may come down if you come down. Go ahead, Brother Melvin.
178.
Would you come this morning? For this is the month we celebrate the birth of Jesus. What a gift to give Him. The Bible said, "My son, give me thine heart." That's what God wants. Won't you give something to Jesus this year? He's been longing for a long time for you to come. Won't you just come? Lord Jesus, I want to be set free. Lord Jesus, I want to be saved. I want my name in the book of life. I want my sins on the blood. I want to know that my sins are forgiven, that my soul is saved. You want that? Come down. I'll pray with you. I can't pray for you, but I'll pray with you. I'll kneel down there with you. We'll go to God together. I'll help you pray. That Ethiopian eunuch said, "How can I accept some man should guide me? Sometime you need some help." I didn't know how to be saved, but I promise you this. I do know who does save. I know Him personally. And I'll introduce you to Him. Won't you come? You've been waiting a long time. Another year then flew by. One right around the corner. Why not just come? Before 2012 ever gets here, why don't you finish out 2011 with victory? Why don't you just come? See, I've been waiting a long time, and today, now's the time, the Bible said. Today's the day. Why don't you come? I've done my part. I've preached the Word of God. You've heard it. Why don't you come? Almost. That won't do it. Unless you're pitching horseshoes. In horseshoes, if you're close enough, it counts. But in salvation, you must be born again. Unless you can walk up alongside Jesus and say, "Jesus, I'm just as righteous as you are," you're not going into heaven. But Brother Hired, I can, because He gave me His righteousness. I can walk up alongside Jesus and I can be as righteous as He is. And if you've not been saved, you've come short of the glory of God, you're not going.